Fallock shaded his eyes, staring hard at the lead figure. There was no doubt about it. The Sable Queen was unmistakable. Murmurs ran through the foraging party.
Hustles will kill her.
Aye, he did. I thought we'll do it myself, mate.
Then why's she here? Why ain't she dead?
Maybe she's a ghost. Come back to slay us all.
They began edging back, ready to break and run off. Fallock was not about to relinquish his new high office, nor was he about to show fear in front of his command.
Get back here, you old frog wives. She ain't going to slay no beast. Lord Swirt will sort this out when he gets back. Meanwhile, I'm the boss of this army, and I ain't afeard of no beast, living or dead.
When Valea arrived at the smouldering fire, all the ravagers stood to attention, all except Fallock, who was still crouched over the ashes, pulling roasted eggs clear with his twig. Valea looked down at him. Her voice held the ring of authority as she spoke.
Are you the beast they call Fallock?
Dropping the twig, Fallock drew his dagger, making a show of cracking a partridge egg with the blade. He replied boldly,
I'm boss, Fallock, and I'm in charge around here until Lord Zwilt gets back.
The onlookers to this confrontation were surprised when Valea smiled approvingly. Her tone was almost cheerful.
Well said, boss Fallock. That's the way it should be. But the Sable Queen has always ruled over all ravagers, so I'll take charge now. You won't be needed any more.
Reaching down, she patted the back of his neck. Oakheart Witherspike had mounted the battlements once more, trying to assess the new situation which was puzzling them all.
Do you think something's going on out there, Skipper?
The otter leaned on the wall top.
Aye, mate, I do. I just wish I knew exactly what it was.
Buckler climbed up alongside Oakheart.
They've all gathered round that campfire over yonder. It's too far to see what's going on.
Axel drew the warhammer from his belt.
You want me to go take a look, sir? That won't be no trouble, do I?
Diggs interposed hastily.
No need for that, old lad. Rest that jolly old footpaw of yours, what? Besides, who are we to argue if the blooming wretched vermin want to chuck in fighting for the day? Maybe they've decided to take afternoon tea. Jolly good idea, don't you think? Eh, Buck?
Django shook his head at the gluttonous young hare.
That's what you think of anything aside of victuals. We've not long eaten lunch.
Diggs gave his ears a cavalier wiggle as he set off down the wall steps.
Pish tush, sir. That's all right for you to say. Shrews don't need as much bally nourishment as hares do. I'll just toodle off down to the jolly old kitchens and see what the fryer is frying up, what? Oh, I say, that was rather a good un. The fryer frying up stuff. What?
Glancing back, he saw his pun had not been appreciated. With that, he strolled off chunnering.
No sense of humour. That's the trouble with you, mouldy lot. Thought it was pretty funny myself. Fryer frying and all that. My old Aunt Twodge was right. Where there's no sense, there's no blooming feeling. Ha! She was right.